Two readings this morning, first from the book of Psalms, followed by a selection from Jeremiah. First, Psalm 147, verses 7 through 11. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. God covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass to grow on the hills. God gives to the animals their food, and to the young ravens when they cry. God's delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor in the speed of a runner. But God takes pleasure in those who fear God, in those who hope in God's steadfast love. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. The word that came to Jeremiah from God. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it to make another vessel, and as seemed good to him. Then the word of God came to me again. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done? Says God. Just like the clay in the potter's hands, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Today we celebrate all creation and thank God for this amazing earth that we get to call home. I recently saw the movie Dirt. I highly recommend you watching it. In this movie, there's a story about a forest fire, and as the forest was growing, a forest fire was growing, the animals and birds were fleeing for their lives, hoping to be saved. Amongst them was a beautiful hummingbird. You know hummingbirds, the ones that have wings like that, that go way faster than I can. As the hummingbird was flying away from the fire, it noticed the river down below and immediately went down and scooped up a little water with its beak, turned around and headed back for the fire and way up high above the fire and dropped that little bit of water on the fire, hoping to put it out, to help put it out at least. The hummingbird kept repeating this process over and over again. During one trip back, a raccoon on the bank of the river said to the hummingbird, "Why are you doing this?" And the hummingbird said, "I'm doing what I can do." I love this story because many times I think we feel powerless to take care of the earth. We don't think that individually we can make a difference when actually the opposite is true. We have probably all heard the news reports of an individual being stabbed multiple times on a crowded New York City street, and no one tries to stop it. Everyone just walks on by. This is known as the bystander effect. I know this personally because I have been one of those people. I'm ashamed to admit this to you all. Several years ago, Sandy and I were on our way home from visiting family over Christmas. And it was a cold, crowded night at the airport, and soon the small bus rolled up to take us to our car, parked off-site. The crowd quickly thickened around the bus, and it became clear that everyone was not going to make it on the bus. And as the older male bus driver came down the few steps, a man began to force his way on the bus, literally climbing over the bus driver to ensure his place on the bus. All of us in the crowd, we froze, including me. Sandy was not close, but I was, and I did nothing to stop the act of violence. I pray that next time I will take action. My lack of action still haunts me to this day. Why didn't I do something when I had the opportunity? I sometimes wonder how I will explain to my granddaughters why I didn't do enough to take care of the earth. In addition, I recently heard a story about an international organization that feeds children around the world. Their mailer to solicit donations was very successful when it had a picture of one emaciated child. When they changed the picture to a group of children, donations went down. They came to the conclusion that when there was one child, the people that responded with a donation felt like they could make a difference. But when the picture became a group of children, the problem became overwhelming. Too much to handle, and fewer people took action with a donation. The problem was the same in both pictures. I wonder if we don't sometimes freeze up or feel overwhelmed about taking care of the earth. Every day, the choices we make either help heal the earth or hurt the earth. But Lord, what can I do? People say, go vote. I say yes. But don't forget to let your elected officials know that you are concerned. Let them know what you're concerned about and what you would like to see happen. Then go vote. Don't forget that you vote every day with your dollars and what you say. Yes, every day. For example, I have walked out of many restaurants because they served their food only on styrofoam or plastic plates. Both are not getting recycled and end up in the landfill. I didn't leave until I said to the owner in a very, very kind and friendly voice that I was sad that I couldn't stay for lunch in good conscience. Your food looks great, but eating on a single-use throwaway plate that was going to be around for at least 3,000 years was not something I could support. Please consider going to washable plates or at least compostable plates. I'll check back in the future and see if you were able to make the change, because I would love to come and enjoy your good cooking and support your business. I will bring my friends. But Lord, what can I do? Landfills have turned out to be a significant contributor of greenhouse gases. The anaerobic process turns out that it takes our green waste, which is food waste and yard waste, and turns it into methane gas, which is actually a worse gas than carbon dioxide for the greenhouse effect. We think that we have designed our lives until we hear things like this. You might want to check your seatbelt, make sure it's fastened there in your pew there. Before the 1950s, we recycled most of what we discarded. Very little went to waste. Plastics were being invented, and an intentional shift was taking place. These are the words of Victor Lebeau, a quote, and he's a retail analyst back then. Our enormously productive economy demands that we make our consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of all goods into rituals, that we seek our spiritual satisfaction, our ego satisfaction in consumption. We need things consumed, burned up, replaced, and discarded at an ever-accelerating rate. Wow. We used to be more about stewardship and resourcefulness and being thrifty. We need to move back to those values. Green waste makes up about 50% of what is sent to the landfill. There is very little composting of green waste, especially food waste, in Orange County. Green waste deserves to complete its cycle and become part of the good soil again. I don't have time to discuss the plastic part of that conversation. That would take another couple of hours, probably. But Lord, what can we do? There's a plan developing where all of us will be able to bring our green waste, including our food waste, to church on Sunday and put it right out into the holy compost pile. By the way, we need to not call anything waste. Instead, we need to understand that what we are throwing away are resources. Just think resources, not waste. Lord, what can I do? Take ownership of everything you touch. Be picky about everything you purchase. Did I mention that we vote with our dollars every day and what we say every day? We decide what transportation to use, how we heat and cool our homes, how our electricity is produced. We decide what we eat, what we unplug. And did I mention that we vote with our dollars and what we say every day? Seen the theme here? What we buy, they make more of the same way. Probably in China, with no EPA, what we eat, they grow more of the same way. Organic or not organic, we choose every day. We are more powerful than we know. Always seek to reduce and then reuse and then recycle at the end of its life. Everything. Again, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Everything in that order. Unfortunately, there is not time to discuss the many, many issues. I will just say that we Americans use and waste by far more energy and resources than anyone else in the world. If everyone lived as we live, there would have to be 3 polluted earths. So many other countries are stepping up and taking positive action while we live here with the status quo. I hope that we can do more. But Lord, what can I do? Teach your children well. You are their example. To them, you are their God when they're young. What they see you do is what they learn and what they do. And don't forget that somebody out there is always watching you. Lord, what can I do? Don't be afraid to live differently, to live boldly. Start over. Redesign your life. Think outside the box. Ask yourself, what can I do today that will make a difference? Pray and ask God for guidance. I read the creation story in Genesis several times this week. Please read the Genesis story, first Genesis story, with your family or your friends today if you can. God's amazing miracles that created the oceans and the rivers, the mountains, valleys, plains, and desert, the glaciers that aren't supposed to melt. God created everything that lives, grows, walks, flies, crawls, jumps, slithers, and swims in 6 days. Wow. On the 7th day, God rested and said, "It is good." I wonder, when does the earth have a day of rest? Even a moment to take a breath. What can we as people of faith to do to help the earth rest, help the earth heal? It is up to us, the ones who have been charged with dominion over the earth, the ones who give love and respect to God. It is up to us. Lord, what can we do? You may have heard or seen the bumper sticker, "What would Jesus do?" I feel certain that Jesus wouldn't follow the crowd being affected by the bystander effect. Remember that? And remember the World Food Organization that received more donations when there was only one child in the picture? If there was one child or many children in front of Jesus, the gift would be the same. all Jesus had to give. God calls us to not follow the crowd, but rather to be in community with all people, with all nature, to understand that everything is connected. You see, God calls us to be the hardworking hummingbird who is doing what she can do. As the psalmist sang, the earth belongs to God and everything in it. Well, thank you, God. Thank you, God. It is up to each of us and all of us to take care of the earth, to be great stewards of the earth. I close by praying a poem written by my friend Nancy Hegan. So let us pray. I awaken at dawn to raindrops dimpling in my lawn. From every dimple, green grass sprouts along the fences, roses pout. Where yesterday the dry winds blew, brown turns to green, and I see you. I see your hand, Lord, in every bud. In every leaf, I see your love. You gave us everything we need. Let us not destroy it by our greed. In teaching others, help me take the lead. Lord, help me take the lead. Amen.